Hello.
Hey, Eric, it's Keaton. Am I calling you at a bad time right now?
No, what's up?
I got you. Yeah, I'm calling you right now just to get a little more info. I also got B here. It's our transaction coordinator. B, you want to say hey?
Hi, Mr. Davis. Very nice to meet you.
I got you. I was just calling you up, and eventually, once we get through a few more questions, I'll pass you off to B, and you'll be able to be working with her a little more. But I'm reaching out to you about the property. I know I don't want to get you in any type of legal trouble at all, but I definitely am trying to buy this property from you. But in order to do that, the roadblock that we're hitting is our team's gonna have to have access to the property.
Okay,
And
then we have a roadblock.
it is a roadblock, but I mean, I'm willing to work with you if you're willing to work with us. I know you want to get that
Okay,
money.
listen, and I'm going to make this very clear. And I'm not going to keep saying it. So I'm going to say this again. You do not have access to the inside of that property, period. And I am not going to jail for you or anybody else.
Course. Of course. And
So if that is a problem for you, then this is just not going to happen. Period.
Mr. Davis, the reason that I wanted to be on this call today is I wanted to ask, do you have a lawyer that you're working with?
I do have a lawyer.
So I think the best thing that we can do to ensure that we get your house sold and you get the money that you're looking for is for me to be in touch with the lawyer, and that way we can move forward without having you a part of the deal and having any contact with this woman.
Okay, here's the thing. My lawyer and I have settled this thing completely. He's no longer involved. But it's very clear that I can have no contact with her, and I have to stay away from that house. So if this is the sticking point for you, then we just need to just null and void this. Because I'm
Mr.
not going to keep having this conversation, because you getting in that house is not going to happen.
nowhere near the property. I think the best step for us is if I can get in contact with a lawyer, I will have a better understanding of the situation, and then we will know how to proceed with selling the house. How does that sound to you?
I can give you his name and number, but I'm telling you now, you're not getting access to that house.
Okay. So his name and number, that would be very helpful for us. And if it does come to an issue, if we're not able to get access, then you're right. Then it seems like it's going to be a no, which I mean, if that's the case, that's the case.
And Mr. Eric, again, we just want you to know that you are top priority. We want to make sure that you have the freedom to go wherever you want, as well as the financial freedom to do whatever you want. So we will do anything in our power to ensure that we do not step across any boundaries or even toe any lines to ensure that all matters are safe in this.
Okay, well, you getting in that house will be crossing the boundary. And you contacting her will be crossing the boundary.
Yes, sir.
Because
And
I
since we
keep
will
saying
be
this, and I
speaking to
keep
the
saying
lawyers,
this,
that doesn't happen.
okay, I keep saying this, and it's not going to change. I can have no contact with her, directly or indirectly.
Understood.
And you contacting her would be indirectly.
Yeah, we're only interested in being able to contact a lawyer.
If you want to call Mr. Galanides, you're more than welcome.
Okay. Gotcha. Could we bother you? Could you shoot that phone number over to me by text?
Hold on one second and I'll give it to you.
Perfect. And I appreciate you for sending those photos over. They're loading one by one right now, coming in.
Okay, his name is Paul Galanides. His name is spelled G-A-L-A-N-I-D-E-S. His phone number is 804-977-0110.
804-977-0110.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. That should be good. And is she paying? She's not, I'm assuming she's not on the lease or anything. She's not paying any rent or anything like that.
She's not paying anything.
Damn. That's rough. All right, Eric, I appreciate you for being patient with us. And we are trying to be as sensitive as we can with this, but at the same time, we are trying to, you know, do everything on our part that we can to help you through this.
Okay, well, I'm telling you now, and I've said this before, and I keep stressing it, you cannot have access to that house. If the pictures don't work for you, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mr. Davis, is she aware that the house would be selling?
Of course she's not. I can't have contact with her. I keep saying this.
Gotcha.
How would she know?
Right, absolutely. So the next steps we're going to take from here is I'm going to reach out to your lawyer to get a little bit more information on the situation, and then we will do everything we can to make sure that he gets out of there and you get what you deserve.
All right, thank you.
All right,
have a